Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The show.
Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I said welcome to the show.
Everybody, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm like all over the place.
All over the place.
I'm really concerned about you wanting to go to Disneyland 3 times a year, but maybe
what's wrong with that?
You lose.
Can I get more headphones?
You
please?
Lose. You lose the fervency of Disneyland.
Maybe to an old guy like you, but to a young cat like me who don't lose nothing.
I am 52.
And so ladies and gentlemen, that's what we call foreshadowing.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Take it, Lip.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, yes, he went into it. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We got letters.
What the heck was that?
We got letters. It's time to open up the Fat Guy Radio Show listener mail sack right here,
mail
Lip.
Sack.
Yeah.
Our first letter says, Dear Corey, you have mentioned in the past that you love international movies and TV shows. Have you ever considered traveling outside of the America? If so, where would you go? Alfred Millick's in Londonderry, Ireland. Well, I probably would want to go to Londonderry, Ireland, because I like something that says Londonderry.
I didn't know London was a milk.
What? Londonderry. D-E-R-R-Y, not D-A-I-R-Y.
See, you didn't say that. You didn't spell it, so my joke still stands.
It does.
Lawyered.
I think we already did it. I have always said that I wanted to go to England.
Okay.
And recently, I wanted to go to Alberta, Canada. And as hot as it is outside, I'm going to get into that in the body of the show. I think Alberta, Canada is looking a whole lot more possible.
Oh, nice.
Our next letter says, Dear Corey, Philippius, and Anthony, who's not here, why did you guys go into radio? Adam, Chandler, Arizona. I wasn't smart enough to do anything else. No. I've always had a love for talk radio, and I've said this on the show, and people like it when we flash back a little bit, but I've always loved talk radio, and Big O and Dukes, who's over my shoulder, were the radio gods here in Arizona for a while. They went away, and I kind of, you know, talking with Philippius, we came up with the Fat Guy Radio Show, and just to kind of pick up the mantle that Big O and Dukes left behind, we've not gotten a fraction of the audience that they had when they were here, but they were on broadcast radio. We weren't, but I went into radio because I'm a middle kid and I need attention.
Okay.
That's pretty much the bottom of it. Philippius, is there any reason, particular reason why you went into radio?
I was actually forced to be in radio.
Yes, he was. All right. Our next letter says, Hi, Fat Guy Radio. I found the show after being a reader of After the Levels, which is my blog. I got in a big argument or comment war with someone on the blog a few months back. Often there are articles about Food Network shows. Since finding Fat Guy Radio Show through your blog, I figured I'd pose the question here as it may invoke a quicker response than on the blog. Besides, I think one of the blog moderators blocked me from using the N-word, which I apologize for. Nevertheless, what are your favorite Food Network shows and can you unblock me on the blog, Nathan and Tempe? Nathan, when you use the N-word on my blog, no, you will not be unblocked. Start another email and post that way like everybody else does. On my blog, but my favorite Food Network shows, DT, I don't even know if you watch Food Network.
I watch Food Network every
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is my go-to number one. DT, what say you?
Guy's Grocery Grab. I don't know what the other G. It's Triple G.
Triple G. Guy's Grocery Games.
Games. There you go.
Philippians, do you even watch any of the Food Network?
No, I just eat food.
He just eats food. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Avocados
from Mexico. All right, dear Fat Guy Raider Show, I got to tell you, after listening to the interview with Halo Sigs, with the Halo Sigs guy last week, I was sold. My husband has smoked for almost 10 years, and it drives me up the wall. I hope this isn't too graphic. Oh, God. Here we go. I hope this isn't too graphic, but when I do that special favor for him, we're married, so it's okay, I can taste tobacco. He doesn't think I can, but I really can. I'd offer... I'd offer him a taste, but he already has back problems. Ha ha. Sorry if that was too much. Anyway, I ordered my Halo 6 G6 starter kit for him, and I be damned. He still smokes regular cigarettes, but not as much as he did before. Thank you for having them as part of the show. I love you guys. I miss Little D, Agnes, Abilene, Texas. Who the hell misses Little D? Agnes, you're the only one.
Because, did you hear that? She just told us that her husband has tobacco stick.
Tobacco stick.
Tobacco stick. Did we do it again? No, we didn't. All right.
I was hoping that I was trying to come up with something. I was hoping I'd get the second one.
Corey, do you really tell your family members not to listen to the show? If so, why? Yes, I tell my family members not to listen to the show. My Uncle Vincent is the one that gets a little pass because he gets it. But it's very well documented on this show. Rest in peace, listener Gail, even though you're on Instagram. The, my mother, the couch story. Remember the Christmas couch story?
Yeah, you broke it because you're super fat?
Yeah, because I was super fat, and my mom thought that she thought that I was really butthurt and upset about that when she listened to me recant it on the show.
Yeah.
So my sister and my mother is no longer allowed to listen to the show. My little sister listens every once in a while, but I always send her a text message to tell her, hey, edit this part out. Don't let mom overhear this part. Because mom takes things seriously. She's mom. She's very protective. That's what she's going to do.
Of course.
You know. All right. Hello, guys. I've been deployed overseas for 6 months, and I'm catching up on shows right now. Whatever happened to Corey and the school zone bitch? Did he go to court? Did she get the book thrown at her? There's no name on that, and that's probably my edit because we don't have an intern, and I don't know who that is. Sorry, whoever wrote that letter. The school zone bitch? No. They didn't have me go to court.
Good.
I got a letter in the mail that basically says she pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment of a child in a school zone or something like that. So whatever happened after that, I don't know. I haven't followed up.
So she went to prison as a sex offender.
Probably so. Yeah, that's the way you end that one. I appreciate that. Hello, Corey. You are not going to believe this. This letter tripped me out. Hey, Corey, you're not going to believe this, but a few months back, my neighbor and I were talking about his brother's kid. Track with me on this one, boys. He told me about some crazy ass story about his brother's 9-year-old son freaking out about something in a QT bathroom. Last week, I didn't see a new show for you. This is a couple of weeks old. So I went back to 2014 and downloaded some shows I'd forgot about or didn't catch. And you were telling a story about farting in some kid's face in QT. After hearing the story, I had to go back to my neighbor. He called his brother and his nephew, got on the phone, and the kid described you. He said it was a black fat guy with a long black beard. It took some coaching, but eventually he remembered you. I immediately buckled over in laughing pain. My neighbor thought I was nuts until I explained to him why I was laughing so hard. If it's any consolation, Corey, the kid survived your ass attack, and his name is Jacob Blank. I took his last name out. It's a kid. I told them about the show and pointed them to the Clash of the Champions episode where your infamous QT kid story was shared. What are the chances you crop dusted my neighbor's brother's son? This was the greatest moment ever. Hope you read this during the next mail sack. Love the show. Keep ass attacking kids. I have more neighbors. Keith in El Mirage, Arizona.
Wow.
God, who would have known that? That story was last year.
I know. That's crazy.
Jesus. That dude. I've been found out.
Uh-oh. Oh man, so
I gotta stop crop dusting kids at the QT. All right, and our final email says, "Dear Fat Guy Radio, you guys are in Arizona, and I'm coming to Phoenix in September for a week. What's fun to do around town? I'll be staying in downtown Phoenix at a hotel that claims to have a spinning restaurant. Can you guys?
Hyatt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Can you guys make any suggestions or something for me to do on my downtime?" Again, I omitted the name of the person.
Well, first off, if you got money, you might as well go ahead up to that spinning restaurant.
Right.
Then you can go down to Crescent Ballroom.
What is the name of that spinning restaurant, though?
It's called the Compass Room.
The Compass Room,
that's
right.
The Compass Room with the Hyatt.
Have your finger on that button. It is the Compass Room on the Hyatt. But what else can he do?
There's always live entertainment at America's West Arena.
In September? Is anything going on in September at...
I'm sure there will be.
Oh, it's not America West Arena. It's not U.S. Airways. Talking Stick Resort, Pool and Spa, Tackle and Bait Shop, Best Burgers in Town.
Dinner driving the night.
Dinner drive. Guys, groceries, gaggle. There's not anything going on in downtown Phoenix.
You never know.
Really?
I think the Who is coming. What?
Who?
You can always go to Castles and Coasters and play a round of mini golf.
That's a little far from downtown Phoenix, though.
17,
skipping
right
away.
I will tell you this: you've given him places to go and things to do. Tiki. Damn it!
Sorry, there's a server who's Asian. Amazing.
If you want to eat, go to Hula's Modern Tiki, which is the light rail ride up Central Avenue.
If you want ice cream, go to Melt.
If you want yogurt, you can hit up Swirl, even though sometimes the people in there can be a little dickish.
I thought it was Twirl.
No, it's Swirl.
Is it Swirl? I could have sworn it said Twirl.
I don't know. I was
drunk. Right next to Hula's, right?
Right next to Hula's.
Yeah, it's Twirl.
You can also hit up Fez on Central, which is right in the heart of downtown Phoenix. They have amazing burgers and a really, really tight-toned gay staff.
You can also go to Paz Cantina if you like Mexican. There's a nice little contemporary hipster-type Mexican restaurant.
And if you're here over the weekend and you have about 8 hours to waste, go to the number one breakfast place in downtown Phoenix, Mike's Big Breakfast.
Matt's Big Breakfast.
I don't know. I've never been there because I don't wait 8 hours to get an egg.
You can go through there any day of the week. They open at 6:30 o'clock.
You can, absolutely.
6:30 o'clock.
And, of course, that if you want to, you know, maybe visit the Roosevelt District, you know, you can go down there and just grab yourself a male prostitute.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
Hey, Pea Brain, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here? I belong here. You belong in Cold River. This is Mortville. What are you doing here? You're not here. That's it. That's the only answer. You're not here. You're not here. I'm imagining you. You're a figment of my imagination.
Well, if I was a figment of your imagination, could I do this?
Oh! Whoa! Oh, did something crawl in here and die? Whoa! You disgusting kid! You disgusting, flatulating kid! Whoa! I just had a new paint job, too! Oh, this is horrible! Huh, great! What grade are you in?
Third.
That means you're here for another 4 years. This is a mistake. This is a big mistake, because you are a genius. You are so intelligent. Anyone who can break wind like that has to have a mind. So, I'm gonna pass you on to the sixth grade, and in 1 year, you're gonna be in another school.
But my dad says third grade is the foundation of my education.
Oh, your dad says that. Your dad is a moron! He's a moron! You know what a moron is? That's what your dad is!
Live from the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show. Featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, Corey Blaze.
Our love is the scariest thing. Fat Guy Radio Show for August 6, 2015. Here in Studio G, Hope and D-Tay pulls a Lenny Kravitz. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on AHA Radio, and on Fat Guy Radio Show. Get it now?
I get it now.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show and throw your 2 cents in on the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Oh, what happened there, Liv? There we go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. The free 2-day shipping is great. Trust me, I know. But the music, the movies, and the TV shows and the books is what really puts Amazon Prime over the top. Sign up today for Amazon Prime at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I'm a Prime member and I enjoy every benefit of it. If you are already a Prime member, make sure you do all your shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, but also tell a coworker, family member, friend about Prime, and then direct them over to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon to sign up. Amazon, the number one way we power this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And folks, I cannot stress to you enough, please tell your friends about Amazon because I hate my day job. What?
What? Oh.
I want to be here every day.
So do I. We had to do this thing. I had this training today, and we're talking about what are your passions?
Yeah.
And one of my number one passions were my radio shows.
Yes.
And it said how much time, like, we had to do another thing. It was like, how much time?
Keep talking. I'm going to fix your camera.
How much time do you have to devote? Do you devote to your passions? And I was being realistic. I'm not going to lie here. I was being realistic. And it's so I had helping out friends and family is one of my passions. Sleeping is another passion. Sure. Basketball is another passion. And the radio show is another passion. So it was like, name your top four passions.
Right.
14 hours goes to, because they say you sleep 8 hours a day, right?
Roughly. I get probably about 6.5 hours of sleep, if that, right. Sometimes.
So how much time do you spend a day on your passions? So I put 14 hours, you know, for helping out friends and family. Cause
that's heartbreaking when you think about it.
Yeah, 14 hours helping out friends and family. That's whether it's text messages, calling them, see how it's going, listening to their problems or whatnot, you know, or actually going to visit them and help them through stuff.
Right.
But you're always helping out your friends and family in some capacity.
In some capacity, ooh, unless you're me and you just, like, move all the way up in the North Peoria.
Aside from my 8 hours,
okay,
I put for sleep, which was another passion, I was getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep, aside from the 8 hours I normally get.
You never have slept a lot.
Well, I always take power naps, so I added those all together.
They're not called power naps. They're detail naps.
Well, I get 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, they're called detail mother effers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Detail mother effs. That's what they're called. Detail mother effs because it's when you want to have a conversation with him and spend time with him when he gets in the car. Don't let him ride in your new whip.
Oh, no.
Because he's going down.
I will.
But there's a secret behind that. I won't share the secret. But
all right.
If he's in the car with you and he falls asleep, he really likes you.
It has to be like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. So then on basketball, I realized I only spend 2 hours on Sundays.
Okay.
For basketball, which I was like, oh, wow. I thought I would play basketball a lot, but it turns out I don't play basketball that much. And then I only found out I spend roughly 4 hours Tuesdays and Thursdays on my radio shows. And I was like, something got to change.
You know what? That's a very interesting activity that you guys had, because when you really break it down like that, I would slip into a depression if I really thought about it. Because yeah.
Don't start thinking about it. Then
I devote all of my extra free time. When I said I get about 6.5 hours of sleep, now that I'm really thinking about
that's a week.
That's a little bit, almost a week. That's a little bit less than that. I'm probably roughly throwing around maybe 4 to maybe 5 hours.
A day. Okay.
Sleep. Because when I get up in the morning, it's like the only time that I really see my house. And my house is in disarray, it's not in disarray. It never gets dirty because I'm never there.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning, I beat cheeks to the place that I don't want to go to, and I give them 9 hours.
Okay.
And then
9 hours?
9 hours. And then after that, I beat cheeks from there, and I'm normally right here in Studio G every week, every day of the week. And then on Saturdays, I can find myself being here as well, because this is where I want my passion to be. When I say I'm joking about, you know, I want to be here, I really do want to be here.
Yeah.
I want to do this. I want to be, because when you, even at the place that I'm not supposed to talk about because they'll threaten to fire you if you talk about it, which I'm not talking about it, but I am talking about it, allegedly, they literally had a...
It's not well documented.
No. They had a meeting that said that you guys need to find a balance between your work and your life, but then yet they demand so much from you.
Yeah.
So how can I balance it if you keep putting more demands on me that counteracts my balance? You know, it just doesn't make sense. The whole dream is to be here. I want to bring you people. Listen to me. It's Corey Blaze. Let me give you a one-on-one shot. It's Corey Blaze. I'm talking to you. It's just me and you. We family.
America.
We family. I want to be here every day. And I can't be here every day if you guys aren't shopping not just on Amazon, but if you're not buying these beautiful Halo 6. And if you ain't buying them hats from Lids, this hat right here is from Lids. I tell you, I swear to the Lord, this hat's from Lids. But if you're not doing that, I know that that's not all we need, but that's going to help us. Don't you want to be here full time? Don't you want Fat Guy Radio Show in your life every day? When you go to lunch, you out there eating your cheese sandwich, sitting on the edge of your, sitting on the tailgate of your truck with your feet dangling off the edge. I know that's what you want. I know that's what you
here
want.
Here in Arizona, it's a grilled sandwich.
Yeah, it is. It was a cheese sandwich when you took it out the house. Then it got grilled when you walked outside. But you know what I'm saying? You want it. I know you want this every day.
Yep.
Support these sponsors so I can come here and do this for you every day. That's what I want to do. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. See, I'm crying now. You got me crying up here, America.
Crocodile tears.
I'm crying. Because I want to do this every day. I don't want to go to that place no more. The people down there, don't treat me right.
No.
I want to be here with you.
She's coming around.
I want to talk to you every day.
She's coming around.
That's what I want to do.
Every day.
Support the sponsors. That's what I'm saying. And you investors out there. I know there's some investors listening. You're investors that you listen in. You're investors you listen in. You better invest in this show. DJ, I can't do it when you start laughing at me.
I wasn't laughing. I was blowing something out of my
nose. No, you weren't. You were laughing. Investors are listening. I want to be here every day. Lip don't. Lip don't give a rat's ass about being here every day. Anyway, I guess we'll start the real show.
Oh, okay.
All right, enough with that. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com. Why can't I do this today? There we go. Oh, no, there we go.
There we go.
Well, boys, I have big news, and you're not going to believe me when I talk about this big news, but I got some big Mike.
You lost 5 pounds.
No, I found 5 pounds.
McDonald's just brought back the McRib.
Oh, no, they serve breakfast all day.
What? Hold on.
Stop the presses.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what happens when you have stuff like that. It's breaking news, whatever it feels like breaking, right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
We now go live to Studio G, where Philippius, the skinny Mexican, that's the producer of Fat Guy Radio Show, standing by for breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking. Philippius, take it away.
So today at noon, I got an email saying McDonald's no longer is a breakfast only in the morning time. They're all day like Burger King?
Or Jack in the Box. Burger King doesn't serve breakfast all day.
They don't?
Do they?
Do they?
I don't know.
Maybe they do. You know what though? Low key.
How true is this?
I don't even care how true it is. You know why?
I will be Googling detail. Go.
Do it. The reason why I don't care how true this is because I'm starting to think about it right now, and what is really amazing on the McDonald's breakfast menu?
I don't know.
Exactly. That egg McMuffin.
It's all right. It ain't no Burger King croissant sandwich. It ain't no French toast sticks from Jack in the Box. Yeah. It ain't no Jack in the Box breakfast steak burrito.
Or breakfast platter.
It ain't nothing from Sonic.
Oh God, no.
And you know what? It ain't no breakfast biscuit taco.
Biscuit taco.
Stop folding biscuits.
I am a breakfast defector.
Well, I've sat here and I've Googled it. And ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have a situation afoot here. Because Philippius, when I Googled, is McDonald's serving breakfast all day news? Nothing substantiates your alleged email.
What do you have to say about that?
However, in March of 2015, news broke that McDonald's will test all-day breakfast in certain areas of town. We'll get to the bottom of it right here. Will McDonald's serve breakfast all day, or is Philippius lying through those beautiful Mexican lips right here on the Fat Court? Hey, so when was your email?
I didn't get an email.
God damn.
So you straight up lied. Straight up lied to us.
Well, I thought I got an email, but now I think about it.
He lied with conviction.
I got an email saying that McDonald's will no longer stop serving breakfast at 11.
10:30.
You can now get it all day long.
Do you know how happy my soul got knowing that I thought McDonald's was going to start serving breakfast all day? My soul was happy.
My soul wasn't happy. My soul was all like, you know what? If I'm hungry, I might go get a big breakfast. But you know what? If I'm going to McDonald's, I might as well go get a double quarter pounder with cheese anyways.
Lip, why would you do that to
me? That would be actually the best thing.
What
would be the best? Burger King does it.
Burger King does it, and you can have it your way.
You can get the 5 for 5.
5 for 5. What the hell is going on with your camera? Keep talking.
You can get the 2 for 5. Uh-huh. Hold on, I got you. Mix and match. Boom. There you go.
Oh, beautiful. What? I'm off mic.
They got the 2 for 5 where you can get any burger.
Yeah.
Morning, noon, or night.
Really?
While they're serving breakfast, you can get the burger too. But McDonald's, I got to wait until after you stop serving other mother lovers breakfast. In order to get me brunch.
And I have never understood that about McDonald's. But the research behind the reason why they can't serve you lunch during breakfast hours is because they say their grill is not capable of doing that. McDonald's used to be a multi-billion dollar company. But they can't get... I can go to Walmart. Or I can go to Amazon.com, that fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and get a grill that I can cook eggs on one side and I can cook burgers on the other side. How can you not put burgers and eggs on the same grill?
I don't know. But not only that, but we all know.
We all know.
McDonald's. Don't make no secret. That they be putting their patties and eggs and bacon in heat lamps.
Ooh, heat lamps, woo!
So why not just go ahead and cook 35 slabs of eggs?
35 slabs of eggs.
25 pounds of bacon.
25 pounds of bacon.
You can skip the sausage because no one likes that stuff.
I like the sausage.
That's because you're gay.
I've never understood that argument about McDonald's. Why the hell they can't serve breakfast? Well, that's the one. You know what? McDonald's is struggling right now, just like Twitter. You would think that would be the one thing that they would go to.
I like that subway. Ooh.
They think that that would be the one thing that they would go to because they are struggling right now.
Yeah.
They beat their L. They can't. Everybody else is serving breakfast all day. Burger King is the only company that is going to go away eventually because they won't do it, and because Burger King is a little too laxed on their franchisees.
They're trying to hold on to the good old exclusivity.
Exclusivity? There's no place that has breakfast exclusivity.
Exactly.
These lips are too big to say that.
I'm just saying. Exactly. Like when Facebook started, it was exclusive. It was a club. You have to have a college email. At first it was a Harvard email.
Yes.
Then they switched it to the college email.
True that.
And then they switched it to all you need is an email.
Right.
And now Facebook went to crap.
No, yeah, and I would agree that Facebook went to crap because me and DT were talking about this prior to the show that I can't stand Facebook. I went on Facebook and our post for the show, we normally, and it's no secret, when you have a business page on Facebook, you can preset posts to go out.
Yeah.
And because Thursday is such a full day for me, I can't sit there and do posts as often as I want to, like I can during the week or like the intern helps during the week. But the intern has been MIA lately, so I've been having to take it on because Philippius isn't going to do anything more than what he's doing right now.
No.
He doesn't even like doing that.
He doesn't even. He doesn't. And when the show goes 5 days a week, folks, get ready for a new producer. But I digress. Here's the thing. Facebook turns us down if you're not paying for the exposure. You have to pay for it to see certain things. So Facebook turns it down. So the first post that I put up on Facebook was, hey, I hope you see this because Facebook normally turns it down. And here's the thing. Facebook only turns our page down, our exposure and our reach down on show days.
Mm. Wow.
But yet Twitter, as mentioned before, is failing. Have you seen the stocks for Twitter?
Nuh-uh.
It's all, they are in the tank. But we get more interaction, and we found Lady K through Twitter.
Yeah.
Lady K was found the show through Twitter. It was another Gavin DeGraw fan that tweeted out that Corey was talking about Gavin DeGraw, and therefore we have gained more listeners from Twitter than we will ever do during Facebook. In Facebook, we have almost 3,000 likes on Facebook, but no one ever interacts with us because they never see any of our posts because Facebook puts us behind all of the businesses that are paying. But I will give Facebook this, because I know we're up on a break. I will give Facebook this credit. They did allow you now to have a category, a business category of a podcast. Before, you had to just either, you had to either be like a media news website or an entertainment website. They never had an option for podcast, and now they do. And it was some other rube that was running around B2B Radio Network that pointed that out to me, that we are now listed as podcasts. But Facebook has not done a lick of squat for most of us because all of That Guy Radio Show's traction has come through Twitter. Yet I can't wrap my head around why the fact Twitter is failing.
Because no one likes to type.
You type on Facebook too unless you put up a video.
Exactly. Now, have you noticed, I've noticed a lot of stuff on Facebook is just resharing of people's pages. So one person types and a million people reshare it.
Yeah, and it's normally some stupid hip-hop world video.
World star hip-hop.
Yeah, that those two sites can go screw. All right, folks, on the other side of this break, I got breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. I've turned the corner on a presidential candidate. Wait until you hear this on the other side of this break. Listen to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. Just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, and all the degrees, to anywhere I please. Hey, smoker! Look, I understand that no smoking bans are the new thing. Businesses, bars, restaurants all say no smoking. But there's a way around it, and that way is with my favorite sponsor and my favorite product on the planet, Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs is an electronic cigarette maker. They offer a large variety of American-made e-liquid that is used in our used in their electronic cigarettes. I have the Triton Tank system, but for the lighter smoker, someone who smokes a little lighter and doesn't want that much output, you want to go to the G6, which I also own. It is perfect. It's a perfect way to segue into the e-cig game. Don't just take my word for it. PC Magazine raves about Halo Cigs and presented them with an award. E-cigs are better, easier, and can be used in some of your favorite places. Try Halo Cigs. You won't be disappointed. FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloCigs is where you get started. Tell them Corey Blaze sent you when you do. FatGuyRadioShow.com/HaloCigs. DT, give it to Lady K.
Halo Cigs. I'm vaping, baby.
Right there. Well, boys, you know I don't get political on the show too often, but guess what?
What?
I've turned the corner.
So now you are political.
A little bit. I'm going to be political right now.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be a huge thing because I know that this is going to make people fall out their faces. But ladies and gentlemen, right here, why am I having such a hard time with my
sound?
Because
your fingers are fat.
My fingers are fat. Right here. I have turned the corner That was long.
That was.
I'll do it again. I have turned the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, what's happening is that there is the Republican debate.
Okay.
On. I have turned the corner on Trump as president.
What? Right,
I have turned the corner.
So you're pumping the Trump.
I am pumping the Trump. Look.
So you got a Trump butt plug.
I ordered a Trump butt plug, and a bumper sticker. I'm going to tell you why.
You get a Trump trumpet?
I raved against him. And I did. And I may or may not have gone on this show and said that I would close the show down and move to Alberta, Canada. But I'm going to tell you why I have turned the corner on Trump. And why? It's a very, very sharp turn. Okay. And I reserve the right to turn back.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you why I'm turned. I'm now on the Trump bandwagon.
All right.
Why politicians are bought and sold every day.
True.
Every politician we have is sold. The president can be bought. Congress can be bought.
All right.
Anybody that's in government can be bought.
Mm-hmm.
Trump can't be bought or sold. Lobbyists, special interest groups, and corporations have molested the politicians. They throw money at them, and they say, do this or we're going to do this. So the politicians, what do? They do this. They don't listen to the people. They listen to the lobbyists, the special interest groups, and the corporations.
All right.
If you recall, a few years back, Roseanne Barr was saying she was running for president. And I said, you know what? It's crazy enough that it might just work. Because this is what we need. Haven't we had enough of the politicians that all they are going to do or all they will do and all that they have done is told us what we want to hear to get themselves into office? And then when they get into office, they do whatever the hell they want to do. We have no voice after that point. I even speak to Barack Obama. I speak that to Bush 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Even Clinton did it. They tell you what they want you to hear to get the vote, per se, and they get into office and they do whatever the hell they want to do.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, this is what I'm hearing from you. You're saying you're tired of career politicians because they make their money through politics.
You want
someone who made their own money, who's coming in and really has something to do for the people because they've already made their money outside of being a career politician. Now they want to become the president because they want to do something for the people.
No, somewhat. I'm tired of the politicians. I'm tired of what this government has done. And this is the main preference, the main pretense behind why I'm hopping on the Trump bandwagon is because don't we want something new? Don't we want something different? We keep doing the same thing over and over, putting the same type of people in these offices over and over. And is that not the definitive definition of insanity?
I agree.
So we keep putting these same type of politicians in the government expecting something to change, and it never does. If it not, it either stays the same or it gets worse. So why not take some bloviated guy that has always been outspoken, that has always said what he wants to say? Trump is going to do Trump. And he came out of his mouth just this week and said, I don't need your money. I don't want your money. Which that right there to me caused me to turn, because that's the one thing that drives and has ruined this country is the fact that our politicians are purchasable. They're on sale because they want the money. So if you have a guy that, yes, he's the one percenter, I don't know how well he's going to listen to the American people, but damn it, we are at that point where if we keep going down the road that we're going with the government of this country, we're going to go off of a cliff. We need to try something new.
I agree, but I have a different candidate that is something new, and I like him. And I think, if you just indulge me for a moment,
I will indulge you.
Let me tell you who my candidate is. Why I like him.
I will definitely tell you. I will definitely give you that time. But I will also, before you do, I just gotta let you know one more thing.
Okay.
You looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the microphone and Philippius' headset.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
So who is your political candidate?
Now, after I say his name, give me a moment to explain why
I will give you the moment. Right. I'll before be over here it, with my e-cig and touching myself inappropriately looking at you. What?
Dr. Benjamin Carson.
Oh, you done lost your damn mind.
No,
what the hell?
Hear me out. This is why I say.
Did he make rice?
No. One, actually, he's one of the most famous black doctors of all time.
Okay. What is his name again? I'm sorry.
Benjamin Carson.
Benjamin Uncle Carson. Ben's
rice. Okay. All right. I actually had to portray him as a kid. I was Dr. Ben Carson, the man with the magic hands. He's known for a bunch of surgeries and everything. He's actually really good at pushing medicine to the brinks, something that hasn't been done by black men in a long time. But the reason why I pick him is because, one, he's black, but not because he's black. You say you want someone unbuyable, someone that's not going to do what everyone else tells him to do. You can't buy his thing. This dude is a black Republican.
And he's a neurosurgeon.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He is a black Republican.
He got his own money. He's a black Republican. He don't care what the black people is telling him because he's Republican. If everyone knows, 95% of black people are Democrat.
Yeah, most of you are.
And the ones who are Republican are rich ones. Because
true.
They know what's
they're,
what they know
like
what's
Corey
up.
Blaze.
They know what's up.
Yeah, they're me.
So I feel like we want something different. He's not a career politician. He's a neurosurgeon.
He's a neurosurgeon. Yes, he is.
And I feel like that's something different. But I get what you're saying. I feel like, yeah, Donald Trump has, you know, the whole business aspect of everything, and he can actually run the government as a business and such. But I don't know. I'm still rooting for the Republican brother.
No, the thing is though Everything you said is good, but you lost me when you said one thing.
What?
Republican. He's got a party. He already has a bias. Donald Trump is running on the independent. He's not Republican. He's independent.
I feel like we need Republicans in the office.
I don't feel like we need...
I'm Republican.
We need libertarians in the office if you really want to get to the heart of my matter.
If you really want to get to the true...
You want to get down to the... You want to get down with the get down...
Now I'm gonna need some tea parties in there.
Some tea parties?
You know what? Let's go ahead and get to the partisans.
I say this. Trump, he ain't got a snowball's chance in hell of getting in the office, but...
Not if all the Mexicans vote.
True. But Trump...
Is that racist?
Trump is... The reason why Trump is so engaging right now...
Because he's bald.
No, because...
Come over.
That's a toupee that's hanging off for dear life.
I don't care if it's a toupee, three-pay, or a four-pay. Here's what he's doing.
That is
what
a about dead a raccoon.
Or a D-tay. Trump wears a D-tay. Way to go, Lip. I'll give you this one. So the... That was the wrong button.
I don't know what that was.
My bad.
Oh. The exorcist just happened?
Yeah, it did.
So, like, you're playing a lot of scary sounds right now.
Ben Carson, yes. Benjamin Solomon Ben Carson Sr., 63 years old. This is why I'm turning the corner. Another reason why I'm turning the corner on Trump. What worse can he really do? We are in such bad shape. Other countries laugh at us. And because Trump is so far in left field, it's almost where we need to go. We have been comfortable at home plate. We have been comfortable on first, second, and third base. We have been comfortable out in the right field.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this country needs to take a trip into left field where Trump stands. Yes, he's bloviated. Yes, he's outspoken. Yes, he said things about Senator McCain that he shouldn't have said. Yes, he said things to nursing women that he shouldn't have said. But that is just more proof in my eyes that he's not a politician. He will not be presidential. Presidential is, you flip over the card of presidential and you see the two words for sale. You can buy, sell, and trade the presidential candidacy. I'm not talking about just Barack Obama, Obama. I'm talking about the presidency in itself.
Yeah.
Every president from the beginning of time has been bought and sold, and that has what's gotten us to this point. Trump is the guy that can't do it.
I feel like if we put Trump in office, we're going to get Bill Cosby'd.
We're going to get real.
No, we're going to get Bill Cosby. He going he gonna go ahead and slip us a little roofie in the Jell-O pudding pop.
Dude, no, it's in this barbecue.
And we gonna wake up and his toupee gonna be facing the other way.
Well, I do
and
not.
And we gonna be wondering why our booties are sore.
Well, that's a good time to meet. I don't want to have a problem with Trump's D-tay on the top of his head. Trump's D-tay, I think we did it again. I'm seriously.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was watching some pictures of people with their.
I don't like that.
Hair Trumpified.
I'm gonna get my hair Trumpified.
I'm gonna get the Trumpador.
I would. Damn it again, really? Trumpador. I'm all in. Send me my Trump bumper sticker. I'm in.
Who?
I won't put it on my car.
You know what? You know what?
I'm in. We need something different, dude.
I will vote for Trump if we can get a Trump. I would take Carson as Ben Carson as the vice president.
Who would be his vice president?
I'm telling you, Ben Carson should.
Hillary.
skin that. We're gonna put Clinton back in office.
I'm all in. Who would be his running partner though?
I say Ben Carson should just step down from the presidential race.
Oh, your boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have him run down for the because that's two different people.
I know, but he's a politician.
He's not a
true
politician.
Trump is a businessman.
No, he's not a true politician. He's a neurosurgeon going for the presidency.
Just out
he's
of the
never,
blue.
He's never held a congressional office or any politician office.
So that means he's unbiased and he's not a. That means he's just Republican. That means he's not aware of the powers of Washington. So when he gets in there, he's gonna be like a goldfish in a pond
but
of
that's
sharks.
The but that's the
and
thing.
They're gonna
seen,
swallow
but
him
you
up.
But you've seen Scrubs. You know how hospitals run. He's a neurosurgeon.
But he doesn't know the. You're right. You make a very valid point. Yes, I know how hospitals are ran. Trust me, hospitals are near and dear to your boy. But when he gets into Washington.
It's just going to be a giant hospital for
he's
him.
He's going to have to, in a neurosurgeon.
But with Trump as his president, he's not the president. He's going to be the vice president. With Trump as his vice president, Trump's going to have the ultimate say. So then you're going to have Carson be like, hey, Trump, what should I do? And Trump going to be like, hey, look here, little homie.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to do this. Get your Trumpador on, and let's go do this.
Get your Trumpador on. This is what I like also. Trump can't. He's not only scaring the Democrats, but he does lean more Republican, mm-hmm. even though now he's saying more independent.
But he scares the Republican, too.
But he scares the Republican. We've never had anybody do that.
You never had somebody scare.
We've never had somebody scare the Republicans and scare the Democrats.
And Ron Paul was like the most liberal guy ever.
Yes.
Not liberal, but like the old fashioned. He wanted to go back to Lincoln days.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to go back to Lincoln.
We need to put the country back on the gold system, which I think is true.
I've never read of any racist things from Trump. So what? He beat his wife around or allegedly raped his wife or whatever. Who the hell hasn't gotten a little rough extra, you know, in the bedroom, in the boudoir? You know?
In the boudoir.
What? I just justify that. I'm sorry. I retract that statement. Please send your complaints to Anthony at Fat Guy Radio. Here's the thing. He's what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that may very well be what we need. Because he is not a politician. He's a businessman. Now, some people will argue that, oh, my God, he is the epitome of what's wrong with America, the one percenters. If the one percenters are controlling it, then they don't need to buy the presidents because when they sit there and they buy those politicians, there's negotiations. You do this, I'll do this. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. That's just the way that the politic game is played. We're tired of the politic game.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost. We can't do it. Barack Obama rode into the White House on the campaign of change. What has changed? We still effed up.
Yeah.
Other countries are still lapping us in education. We got an Arizona governor just doing whatever the hell he wants with the finances in this state. And the federal government, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil.
Yeah.
No, if Trump was made aware that the Arizona governor was building more, I think he's alluded to it when he was down here, that the Arizona governor is building more jails than he is schools, I would want my president to come out and say, you're stupid. You're dumb. That's not right. Why would you want more jails instead of more schools? That's dumb. I'm the president. I'm President Trump. I'm taking away your federal funding until you start putting more schools up and less jails. Put raise your kids right and you won't need the jails, Governor Ducey. You won't need them if you do. I would expect Trump to come out of his mouth and say something like that.
Yeah.
I would expect Trump to not get up and say, okay, you guys got this flag down there in these states. People don't want the flags. Take the damn flags down. End of story. You don't take the flags down, I will issue a federal sanction upon your state until you remove the flags.
I think the flag's pretty cool, though.
I do. I like. They look pretty good on the General Lee. I don't care. But that's the whole point. We need somebody that's not going to say, what we need to do is we're going to sit back. We're going to think about this a little bit. Me and Michelle, we're going to go back there. We're going to play a little basketball. And when I come back out, I'm going to spin you a whole lot of words that don't mean anything because I'm waiting for the special interest groups to come and tell me what I should do. That's what I don't want.
Okay.
That was my Barack Obama. Did you get it?
I got that.
Thank you very much.
It sounded just like him.
Did it? I know. All right, folks, on the other side of this break, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. And also, there's a $3.5 billion industry in Arizona that we are all funding if you live in the Grand Canyon State. Right here, more on Fat Guy. I was about to do it after the levels throw, too. Right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
You're listening.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Kids are back in school, so that means they are distracted. And distracted kids means freedom for mommy and daddy. And what better way to express your freedom is by treating yourself to Vegas. And to get there, you go through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. There you will find Vegas.com, the site that knows every discount about Vegas before the little talking garden gnome, the boat site, or the site that's always in a hurry before they even know. Who is Vegas.com? Why is Vegas.com in the know? Because they live, work, and play in Vegas. And to prove to you, they will make sure you have a good time in Vegas without mortgaging the college fund. If you book a hotel through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas, the price of the hotel drops before you get to Vegas. Vegas.com will send you an email, tell you, and let you book at the lower rate, and then they'll refund the difference. Make Vegas your back-to-school destination. And start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. I'm Vegasin', baby. Give it to me, Mocha.
Vegas. Oh, Vegas, baby.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I alluded to it before the break, and it is the segment that is sweeping the nations, folks, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, because if you're not, I don't know what the hell to tell you. Oh, my God! The graphic's gone. The Ustream graphic's gone.
Oh, why?
What the hell?
Why are you doing it?
Well, you're just going to have to stare at Anthony for the whole time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that's sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's sexy. So, whoa.
I can understand you because you're known as Corey. That's a long tweet, DT. Good Lord. It's a lot of tweeting on that page.
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
If you're not watching on Ustream, ladies and gentlemen, or the Vimeo replay, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm a little sick today.
All right, DJ, take it away.
So, on August 5th, 2015, at 1:02 p.m., the real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out.
That's me.
A colleague just tried guessing my age. Said 52. ... Return, which is enter, you know, space drop down. I'm going home. Side face.
Aww.
Corey, what the heck was... Hold up. What the hell is going on?
Let me tell you about this punk son of a bitch here that told me I was 53 years old.
53. So,
I was walking down the hallway and she said, let me guess your age. I'm like, okay, go ahead and guess my age.
Arabian.
She was Arabian. Actually, to tell you the truth, she was Israeli.
Ooh, I was close.
Close. Almost. She looked at me and she said, Carl, I'm going to guess your age. I said, go ahead, guess my age, what you think it is. I'm never going to tell you because you're going to call me a baby because she herself is 400 years old. So she looked up at me and I looked down at her because she's a little short little woman. She looked up at me and she said, Carl, it looks like you're going to be 53 years old. I bust her in her head real quick. I said, bitch, I'm not 53 years old. That's why your titties are so saggy. What the hell you wrong with me? Then she going to pop up off the ground and look at me up and down like that. You know when they look at you up and down like that?
Yeah.
You know what that means, America?
Oh, I know
you know what that means, man. That means you want to do something.
You want to do something?
I want to do something. So I backed the hell up, and I said, bust a move.
Bust a move.
Bust a mother move.
With your titties, they throw out powder milk.
With your slatted titties, kids, your tits hang low.
Wow, your titties probably hang low, titty.
Do your tits hang low?
Do they wobble to and fro?
Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them in a bow?
Can you throw them over your shoulder like
a continental soldier?
Do your tits hang low? I looked at this old hag and I said, bitch, I'm not 53 years old. She hurt my feelings so hard, I hung my head and walked out the door.
You called her a bitch.
I sure did. I said, you old bitch! Calling me out 53 years old.
Milk.
What the hell? Do I look like I'm 53 years old?
Sure do.
You said.
I would say 28.
You would have said what?
28.
Yeah, you would have. You fine as hell, boy. That's all. You say all the right things. No, this coworker really thought that I was 53 years old.
Wow.
I have got to get out.
You have
it's
to.
Probably the way you groan and moan while
I'm not,
you
I'm
walk.
Not going to lie. That's
I don't groan and moan while I walk.
He walk like,
here comes the left foot. Oh, my God.
I do
How
not.
How many more steps to my desk? 55.
I don't work in the basement.
I need a wheelchair.
So you,
Ma, the meatloaf. Ma.
Ma, the meatloaf.
The meatloaf.
So you're telling
and
me when
a wheelchair.
I walk. So this is me walking to my office.
So that's two peppies. That's two peppies.
Hey, I'm it's
the big one.
It's the big one. I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming, Elizabeth. Yeah, I gotta go right back to my chair. Oh, that's gonna be the big one. I hope that old bitch don't come around here and call me 53 years old no more.
No, okay. So I was at, speaking about ages.
Age?
I was at this, this camp.
Camp?
And.
Oh, I clicked on Philippians and shot up.
And, I'm
Camp Chippewa?
We had this thing called Wars of Colors.
So
we had the red team versus the blue team, and I was on the red team, so I was all dressed in
white
red.
White team versus the black team.
And I had put duct tape on my shoes.
What?
Red duct tape on my shoes, because I wasn't going to go out. I'm poor. I'm not going to go out and buy red shoes, so I just duct taped some old pair of basketball shoes.
Oh, you could have called me. I would have got you some red shoes.
Oh. Next time, I still need some red shoes.
All right, let's go shopping.
But so
take those pants off.
Yeah.
So I duct taped them. So I'm sitting at this camp, and I'm taking a bunch of kids to the bathroom, and I'm monitoring, make sure they don't splash the water and whatnot.
Sure.
And I get them all outside and lined up and everything, and like we're headed to our next thing, and this lady stopped me, and she goes, "Oh, what does your shirt mean?" I was wearing my Star Wars shirt that had the Christmas. It's like a Christmas sweater shirt.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, the one that's white, red, and green.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing that shirt, and I tell her what it is. She says, I should have known. She's like, and your shoes are duct taped. That's so cool. I said, thank you. She goes, what did your mom say when you did that? hold on. That's not even the kicker.
You were wearing a what shirt?
The Star Wars. Oh, I see. I hear you.
Yeah, there you go.
So I told her, I looked at her, and I had a puzzled look. She goes, well, what did your mom say? And I said, nothing. I'm 26. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were 17.
Dumb bitch.
I was all like, what? Do I look 17?
You should have to take an IQ test to make a baby.
Like, do I look 17, ladies and gentlemen? Do I look 17?
Yes. Let's give him a close up here. Lady K, this one's for you. Go ahead, DT, rip that shirt off. Lady K needs some nudity. There it is.
She's expecting it from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, from me? Nobody wants to see that. There you go. All right, that's enough. All right, you're throwing off the lighting in the room. Yeah, get that shirt off. All right, she thought you're 7. You do look very young.
But I never got 17.
Sometimes I almost feel bad about what I say to you.
Some people always say at 20, 21.
Not in the slightest.
But
not underage.
Like, I mean, 17? That makes me feel like I'm nervous to have girls hit on me now, because now I got to ID every girl that hit on me, because if old women think I'm 17, I wonder what these young chicks are thinking.
You should be doing that. You should be IDing any girl that hit on you. But when you get your ex-girlfriend and she doesn't name her baby, if you guys have a baby together and she doesn't name her baby after you, whatever you do, don't do what this dude did.
What? Who?
I'll tell you right after the break. Oh, that's a cliffhanger. We're learning how to do radio. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. It's going to be a little bit of a longer break, unless DT, you want to bring us back, because I really have to go to the restroom. I know that's unprofessional of me, but DT will bring us back from break. You don't have the sponsor read, so just make one up. Just throw it out to, what is the sponsor read? Lids. Tell them about hats. I really have to go to the restroom.
Okay.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Corey, you came back before I was about to bring him back.
You were not.
I was just bringing him back.
I heard you guys arguing about it while I'm running down the hallway. Corey.
Well, can you tell them about Lids then?
Lids, the portion of the show is brought to you by Lids Hat. This 5-second portion of the show is brought to you by Lids Hats and Apparel, also known as Hat World and Locker Room, by Lids. Stay stylish. A wide selection of hats and styles will appeal to everyone. Shop now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids. And if you don't want to wait for shipping during checkout, select pick up at the store. Lids.com will then direct you to the nearest store and that's so written wrong. Can't even blame the intern because I typed this up myself. Lids will direct you to the nearest store and to you, nearest store to you, and away you go. You can be stylish within hours by clicking checkout. The wheels are falling off the bus at the end of the show. I get all of my Gavin DeGraw inspired hats at Lids, and you should too. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Lids is where it is at. Lids, hats and apparel. So we just really did a 25-minute break.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was bringing them back from break right now.
You were bringing them back. I've been gone for 5 minutes. So they've been listening to Sweet Child of Mine for 5 minutes?
No, because Sweet Child of Mine is only a 5-minute song, and it's still going. So
how did we not come back from break?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to bring us back.
We just came back from break.
We just came back from break.
So I used the restroom that fast?
You did. I'm going to call you the Flash now.
That's not the Flash, because I pushed the little guy out of the way.
I'm going to call you Flash Gordon.
I went in that bathroom.
Flash Gordon!
I went into that bathroom I'm
champion
not supposed to go
of
into.
The universe.
Yeah, that one that's not we're not supposed to use.
You went to stall number 2, didn't you?
No, I went to the private bathroom. That's that door that we're not supposed to go into.
Mm,
Okay, well, folks, sorry about that long break, but I just couldn't hold it anymore. But you know, what do you do when your ex-girlfriend doesn't name your baby after you?
I know what you do.
What do you do?
Blow up her car.
Nope, you don't. What? Pittsburgh, PA, a man was upset that his ex-girlfriend wouldn't name their newborn son after him, so he fatally stabbed her and beat her 72-year-old grandmother to death.
Wow.
Oh, grandma.
Grandma got bust up.
Dang.
Should have named that kid.
Grandma got beat over by baby daddy.
Caesar Maza, 25, of Pittsburgh, was ordered and held without bail Wednesday on two counts of criminal homicide and a charge of kidnapping his 11-week-old son. Police found the bodies of the child's mother and 19-year-old Tiona Banks and Banks' grandmother Valerie Crumpton at Crumpton's home. Should have named the baby Cesar Maza, and she wouldn't be dead right now.
Nah, she named him Tupac Crumpton.
It was pretty bad. He had a restraining order against him because he had threatened to kill her before. But he broke that restraining order, came to the house, killed her, took the baby, killed the grandma too, because she didn't name him Cesar.
Wow.
And after he killed, while he was killing her, he said, and that wasn't a threat, girl. It was a promise.
That wasn't a threat. It was a promise. I'm here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum, because that's what you do when you do what you do. Now, it's hot in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's hot right now.
What do you think is the company in Arizona that is worth $3.5 billion?
Shasta's Pools.
Not Shasta's Pools. I am sorry. That is incorrect. You get a buzzer. That wasn't the buzzer.
That was not a buzzer.
Sorry about that. You get the buzzer. No. Lip, would you like to weigh in a guess?
I'm going to go with the farm people.
Nope, it's not the farm.
I got another guess.
You have another guess. DT, go ahead and weigh in.
Kona Ice.
It's not Kona Ice. I'm sorry. We have a lovely consolation prize for you when I get on my knees. One. All right, Lip, what say you?
Sprinkler World.
Sprinkler World is not something that even exists.
I got it.
What is it, Mocha, for the win?
It is sweatpants.
It's not sweatpants. I'm sorry. Anybody that wears sweatpants in Arizona should be locked up off of 24th Street in Washington, and that's where we have the Psycho Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Arizona power supply companies. When they hear the meteorologists say Arizona heat wave, they get boners.
What?
The electronic company in Arizona, APS, Arizona Power Supply, NSRP, Salt River Project, are the two main power suppliers in the state of Arizona.
Okay.
When we get heat waves, I thought about this and I put something up on Facebook that had like a partying office meme that I created. When APS and NSRP hear heat wave, they party.
Sidebar, that was a horrible meme.
It was horrible. Because that's why I don't make memes.
The picture you chose for the meme, like you should have chose, there's so many office moments where they have parties in the office and you can just throw, like you say, fiesta and all kinds of stuff. But you pick one where they're supposed to be dancing.
But that's why I'm not in the meme business.
Their dancing looked like they were doing Dragon Ball Z Kamehameha's.
Because they're dancing in the street
and I was
all
like,
night long.
I was like, what kind of gang sign? Are they throwing up S's for SRP? Oh, I was like, what kind of, they were like this. They were like, oh, I am carrying a little munchkin baby in my hands.
Every man and I meet all night long.
All night long.
So I did a little research into the Arizona Power Supply Company. And APS, who is my supplier, because I got my APS bill.
$5 million.
Almost.
What?
And I looked at it, I said, okay, this is a lot of money. And if my house, which is just me and a half a person in the house for the most part, and my electricity bill is this much, I can only imagine what the house that's up the street that's a couple of more hundred square feet bigger than mine is paying.
So I got better insulation.
Probably so. But I wanted to do some research on how much APS is worth. APS is worth $3.5 billion. So huge, right? But this is what really pushed me over the edge of craziness. The top company that operates APS only has 83 employees.
Wow.
83
employees work for the company that owns APS. APS is owned by a company called Pinnacle West Capital. They're publicly traded. No one ever hears about Pinnacle West. They're the company that owns APS. And there's only 83 people that work for Pinnacle West. So I saw this and I did a little bit more digging into this $3.5 billion company because I wanted to know who's getting all the money. That's what I want to know. Who's getting all the money? They're publicly traded. Right now, their stocks are going for $61.51. Ooh. Why? Because the meteorologist
shouldn't have said that.
The meteorologist said Arizona heat wave. And what happens when the Arizona heat wave hits? Our AC units work overtime, which are pulling more power to this $3.5 billion company. And of course, right now, they must be powering my laptop because it just died, which means I can't make the point that I was trying to make. I researched how much the CEO of APS made last year, and he brought in himself, I believe it was $182 million.
Wow.
Just the CEO of Pinnacle West. Nobody knows about Pinnacle West Capital, but they own APS. And anytime the meteorologists say it, these electric companies, they've got to be ranking it in right now. So I pose this question. Do you think that people like Lady K, who's on the Eastern Seaboard, do you think that right now her electricity bill may not be as high as ours, but do you think she gets bent over backwards on her electricity bill in the summer when she's shoveling snow? Do you think that's when they make their money because the heat is pulling in so much electricity?
Probably.
You think difference?
But I feel like New York might get it both times because they have those record-breaking heat waves in the summer, and then they have those record-breaking freezing temperatures in the winter.
But, yeah, but you can...
Kitchen is always hot.
But when it's heat, you can get heat sources from any place other than electric heat sources. You can go out back and start a bonfire. You can start a fireplace. You can have other natural sources. There is no natural source to cool us down.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Water. Build a lake in your backyard and just chill in it.
Yeah.
Nah, because then you gotta have some filters. Oh, damn it. You better get back on your phone after that bathroom break. Why ain't anybody naked yet? God love it when you do, Bernie. Lady K, I did it again. I wasn't paying attention to my phone and she was tweeting. I'm sorry, Lady K. Lip, you've got to monitor my Twitter during the show.
She didn't tweet me though.
She tweets because you don't tweet her back.
Ooh.
Lady K, I'm sorry. Damn it. I know you love my Bernie Mac. Nobody got naked, but there's still 2.5 minutes left in the show. Me and you can only hope. Lip.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, I gotta go to my my phone here for the ending because my computer has taken a crap once again. It didn't power off, DT. It just stopped working. So, all right, folks. So today's show was brought to you by Amazon Prime. You want to get your Amazon Prime if you've already signed up for Amazon Prime. There's so much more than the 2-day free shipping. If you're already an Amazon Prime member, make sure you do all your shopping with your Amazon Prime account at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. But also tell a friend that is not a Prime member and have them sign up today at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We welcome you to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, folks. We rely on your word of mouth for everything. Please tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. Our
2015 goal is 5,000
downloads per show. We can do it. Move that bus. What?
What?
For our executive producer, Philippius and Mocha Cub, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Listen, like, and laugh. See you at the top. Bye. Hello. Bye, bitches. What? Sorry, Lady
Before
K.
Before you go, there's one thing you must know. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I now pronounce you fully informed. Good night.